Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
People in Hollywood, Florida are in mourning after the Al-Qaeda attack last week in the West African nation of Burkina Faso. The attack on a cafe and two hotels left at least 28 dead and 56 others injured. One of those killed was Michael Rittering, a 45-year-old American who moved from Florida to Burkina Faso in 2011 to run an orphanage. He was in the Cappuccino Cafe waiting for volunteers to arrive from Florida when the attack occurred. He is survived by his wife, Amy, and four children, two of whom were adopted from Burkina Faso. Joining us now is Pastor Brian Burkholder of the Hollywood Community Church in Hollywood, Florida. Pastor, thank you for joining us, and we're so sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much for having me, first and foremost. And it is a loss. Mike was a great friend and a great missionary. And man, we're going to miss him greatly.
Well, what led him to take his work to Burkina Faso?
Mike was one of the most loving and caring men that you would ever meet. I mean, even before he ever went to Burkina Faso, he was just one of those guys that would, you know, give you the shirt off his back and was really interested in just taking care of people. But about 7 or 8 years ago, he took a trip to Burkina Faso and visited the orphanage there in a small town called Yako. And man, he just came back, you know, broken for the boys and girls that are there and just felt like the Lord was leading him and his wife and his family to pack up their things and move to Burkina Faso, as strange as that might sound. And so, you know, in 2011, they did just that, sold their house and packed up everything and moved to the other side of the world to run the orphanage in Burkina Faso. And that's how it started. And other ministries just expanded since then.
Why that work in particular, though? Why do you think he wanted to run an orphanage?
You know, I don't know. I mean, Mike's always had a heart for the less fortunate and for the underprivileged. And I think, you know, going there and seeing boys and girls that, you know, whether they'd been abandoned by their families or didn't have families, I think it just absolutely broke his heart. And obviously the need in Burkina Faso, it's one of the poorest countries in the world. And so the need there is absolutely tremendous.
What other things was he interested in besides the work he was doing there in the orphanage?
Well, I mean, there in Burkina Faso, man, he was doing so much. They had a school with about 400 students in it. He really had a burden to help abused women, you know, women in Burkina Faso that were suffering abuse either from husbands or for others. And many times they would show up at his home and show up at the compound and ask for help. And he didn't have the facilities to take care of them. And so about a year and a half ago, he opened up and our church helped. Opened up a women's crisis center for the idea of rescuing those women. And they would come in with their kids, and he'd give them safety and security and allow both emotional, physical, and even spiritual healing to take place, teach them a trade. And then after a year, they would graduate from the program, and they were able to go out and provide for themselves and their family. And so that was just a wonderful program. You know, he would go into communities that had no running water, and they'd bring in companies, and they would dig wells. I mean, he was a distributor for Tom's Shoes, had a widow's ministry. The project that he was most passionate about lately was called the Cabo Project, in which he was trying to come up with a way to provide a sustainable food source for the people there. And he was working on a project called aquaponics that would allow them to be able to raise fish and that would allow villages to be able to provide for themselves. And so, I mean, Mike was a guy that was running a mile a minute, and he always had his hand in about 10 different things.
And I can't imagine what it was like for you to find out the news that he had been killed in this attack.
Oh, absolutely. Amy, his wife, sent me a text message Friday afternoon, our time, about 5 o'clock, and basically had just said, "Brian, I just got a call from Pastor Valentin," which was one of the Burkina Bay pastors that was with him, a frantic phone call saying, "Amy, shooting, please pray, pray, pray," and the phone was cut off. And we didn't know anything about Mike for the next 20 hours. Until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday afternoon, Amy just sent me a real brief text message that simply said, "Mike is with Jesus." And needless to say, it broke our hearts, broke hers, and broke, you know, our church community here in South Florida, as well as people all around the world.
Do you think that this is going to dissuade others from going to a place like Burkina Faso and doing the work that Mike was doing?
You know, I don't think so. You know, we've been asked that question over and over again. And quite frankly, you know, the work of missions is a risky work. It's a risky business. And even his wife, Amy, understands the risk. And as risky as it is, you know, Amy's plan as of right now is to come to the States for a month and go back to Burkina Faso because she believes so much in what she's doing and it's worth the risk.
That's Brian Burkholder, the senior pastor of the Hollywood Community Church in Hollywood, Florida. One of his parishioners, Mike Rittering, was killed in the attack in Burkina Faso. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.